everybody. Cal Banion, Cal Banion's Hypnosis, Etc. And this time with, yes, she's back, Meredith Locker. Hey, if you're watching this anywhere except CalBanion.com, you want to go there right now, because right underneath this video on CalBanion.com, we got links and graphics and audios. Not audios, links, graphics, and other stuff that makes each one of these videos more valuable to you. All right, let me tell you about Meredith. I'm so glad to have Meredith back. Gosh, she just doesn't get out here to do enough stuff with us. She is bright. She's a caring person. She's a hypnotherapist par excellence, a one percenter, educated, professional, and I think there's a chance she'll be speaking at, we're kind of working on the, she doesn't want me to jinx it, I'm pretty sure, at the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend coming up in Anaheim. So her and also Celeste Hackett, you might remember, our previous wonderful lady co-host, may also be there. I'm working on it behind the scenes. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so great, Cal. It's so great to be back. I've missed you.
Hey, did we have a great lunch or what?
We did have a great lunch. That was delish.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if you guys know who Cal is. I sure do. He is the one that trains the best in the profession, the top 1% of all hypnotists, hypnotherapists, hypnothyropists, as he would say it. He is just like me. He has a master's in psychology and also worked in that traditional talk therapy world before jumping fully into the world of hypnosis full time. And he's the one that brought us 5PATH, which is the one-on-one work that I use with every client, every issue. And he brought us 7PATH, self-hypnosis. He's the author of many books and manuals, and he sees clients here in Tustin, California at the Banion Hypnosis Center. He also does amazing trainings, upcoming ones. I'm sure he'll tell you a little bit more about those soon. But how's it all going, Cal?
Gosh, that was awful nice of you. Hey, you used to be a talk therapist also, right?
Yeah.
That's right. And will you tell them where your practice is located?
I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in Westwood, close to UCLA. Go Bruins!
Hey, your website is?
YourPathHypnosis.com.
Hey, if I had a friend who was in the Los Angeles area and needed some hypnotherapy work, I would definitely have Meredith number one on my list. All right, let me see if I got some announcements. Do you have any announcements?
I'm really excited to be involved in the NGH's Solid Gold Weekend this year. I can't wait.
You got a topic for us yet?
No. Working on that.
you do, but you just don't want to tell anybody. You're such a surprise-a-maniac there.
Shh, top secret.
I'm going to be there too, and I'm considering very seriously of doing one on using the time tunneling technique as a self age regression technique. If you like that, leave a comment below. All right, let's see. Got a class coming up October 31st through November 11th. It is the NGH Proved Banion Hypnosis Super Certification Hypnotherapy Course with 5PATH and 7PATH. And, of course, over there on that side of the website, we always have our schedule. Maybe you're watching this in 2012, 13, 14, 15, 2024, 21, 86, whatever it is, in the year 2525. In that case, well, that's probably too far ahead. But if you're watching this and it's this schedule is outdated, just go to hypnosiscenter.com or hypnosis.org, and it always has my latest schedule. And also, if you can't be here live and in person, you can be here live and not in person, because we stream all of our live training courses over the internet. And you know what that means? That means you can stay home or in your office and take our course live, interactive, just like any of the people who are on site. And so check that out when you look at the course schedule. And then also, if you're a self-learner, we have the 5PATH 2.0 for all of you who are already certified but want to get caught up on the, hypno 1%er, best of the best technique of 5PATH. Also, we have a complete hypnosis certification course. It's all on the website. All right, what else have I got here for you? Hey, become a VIP member up there somewhere. There's a link, become a VIP, and what that means, you'll instantly have access to a list of all of these 240-something videos, and you can just be like an encyclopedia of hypnosis knowledge. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/hypnosisetc, which stands for hypnosis, etc. And you get all the inside scoop and what we're talking about in between shows. One other thing. It's not really an announcement. I'm kind of getting into the meat of the course here a little bit before, not course, of the episode before Meredith gets in there. I want to let you guys know that on hypnosis.org, we just published the fall e-zine, and the fall e-zine has some really cool articles. And, you know, these are original articles written for us by hypnosis professionals. And, I thought I was going to have it. Here, let me just pull this right up on my internet. There it is, Banging Hypnosis e-zine on hypnosis.org. We got some cool stuff. We've got a 9/11 tribute by Beth Kyle and by Celeste Hackett. We've got, hey, is that an alarm clock in your head? Article about hypnosis. Charlie Curtis, a very highly respected professional in the field. It says, how good are you at hypnotic phenomenon? And then also we have Roy Hunter with one of his favorite topics, client-centered parts therapy revisited 2011. And then Steve Rowe, also another excellent hypnosis professional, writes the article, application of Stuart Diamond's getting more within a hypnosis practice. So be there, and also I'll probably put a link right below to another database of all the people that have written for the e-zine in the past and all their articles, and it's just a treasure trove of self-education. It's amazing. All right, I think that's all I want to talk about. I've probably used up the first 15 minutes. How are we doing, Meredith?
We're doing good. We have 1 minute left.
All right, ready up. Wrap it up.
All right. So what we're doing today, actually, is we're going to go ahead and talk about some things that people have been bringing up, different five-pathers have been bringing up on our Yahoo five-path group. And certainly not all of you guys are five-pathers out there, and we have lots of podcasts to get into more detail about these different topics, age regression, forgiveness of others, these different specifics. But we're going to cover some of these because we have a lack of submissions lately. We don't have anybody submitting questions to directly answer. So I've been pulling from this group, and we'll go ahead and give some feedback that way. Hope you all learn something. So a good friend of ours, I'm not going to use her name just because I didn't get permission, but who I know watches every single episode and frequently comments when she watches on calbanion.com, just down there, y'all can comment too and post questions and feedback. But she wants to know, when doing five path with children, how do you go about phase four? Now, phase four is forgiveness of others. I'm just going to go through it real quickly. So we've got phase one, which is preparation, testing, and convincing. Phase two is age regression. Phase three is forgiveness. Actually, she's saying forgiveness of self. So phase three is forgiveness of others. Phase four is forgiveness of self. And phase five is parts mediation therapy used to resolve secondary gain. So she's asking about phase four, forgiveness of self. What would you do when you're working with children, Cal?
I would do exactly the same thing as I do when I'm with adults, except you gotta do it with a kiss. Keep it simpler than usual, silly. And that's, just gotta keep the language very simple. And so, all right, in forgiveness of others, we have the client confront the perceived offender. Okay. And we work out, we go through the 10 keys of forgiveness, and we can really get anyone to forgive anybody for hurting them in the past. And we got to remember, forgiveness is not about what's going on now, it's about what's happened in the past. So with that in mind, we look at phase four. In phase four, what we do is we have the individual become psychically or psychologically divided into two parts. The part that they conceive to be the part that made the mistakes, which we call the mistake-making part, and the self. And we do exactly the same thing as we would do in phase three. In fact, I think kids are even better at this because they're not thinking about, that maybe feeling silly because they're talking to themselves or whatever. We just say, okay, what we're going to do is you're now in a room with two chairs, and we're going to put the part of you that made all the mistakes in your life, the part of you that didn't speak up when you should have spoke up, maybe didn't tell the truth when you should have told the truth, and got you in trouble, caused you to get hurt, or your friends get hurt, or a pet get hurt, and we put that part of you over there as if there was two parts of you, the mistake-making part and you, which we'll call the self. Okay, over there now in that other chair is the mistake-making part of you. And so now we've got them, the individual, divided into two parts. And then we're going to have the self talk to them, this mistake-making part of them, telling, you hurt me when you did this, you made me think, and you made me feel. Just kind of like in the age regression, we always want to know what happened, what was the cognitive or the thinking part of it, and what was the emotional part of it. And we just get all that stuff up, and we have them get that anger out at that part, and then we're going to seek forgiveness. I really don't want to get into a whole discussion on how to do forgiveness therapy. I'll put a link down below to an article I have, maybe on like on the 10 keys to forgiveness or something like that. But gosh, I just don't see a lot of difference between working with children with either age regression or parts work, except that they're, you know, easier. Well, with the age regression, there's one big difference, and that is when you're doing age regression with children, besides the fact that you don't have to go back so far, is that in age regression work, we do the informed child work, where we rely on the insights of the adult to inform the child of a more mature and adult perspective on what happened to them when they were little. Now, obviously, if they're only 9, 10 years old, they don't have that. And so you have to build up enough trust where the child will allow you to be kind of the grown-up and provide insight for that younger aspect of themselves, which is experiencing that age regression stuff. I mean, what do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think that working with kids and forgiveness work is very simple. Kids naturally understand the idea of forgiveness much more so than grown-ups, depending on how old they are. Of course, the younger they are, the easier they're going to have a time of forgiveness. When you're starting to work with teenagers, they might, you know, either be closer to an easier forgiveness, or they might be a little more resistant to forgiveness like an adult. It just kind of depends on their maturity, where they're at, how influenced they've been by, adults around them. But what I find is that they get the concept, they forgive pretty easily. I don't find that I have to really go after the offender or go after the mistake-making part as harshly as I might with, you know, an adult. And certainly I would find that I would use simpler language, really take it down to a simpler concept as opposed to getting really complicated like you might with an adult, with a grown-up, although, I don't know, lots of grown-ups need it simple too. But generally speaking, using simpler words is always a good idea with the kids. Anything to add to that, Cal?
That seems about it. You know, I think that grown-ups, the hypnotherapists, tend to worry about stuff we don't have to worry about. And just, you know, the simpler we can keep the work we do, be it either with children or adults, the more reliable it's going to be. So if you want to do good with grown-ups, practice on kids. Because if you can do it with a kid, you can do it with a grown-up and vice versa. That's it.
Sounds good. You ready for another question?
I am absolutely ready.
Okay. So we have a 5-pather who has been working with a client, and she only got halfway through 5-path. In fact, she didn't even complete forgiveness of others phase 3. And then the client just kind of decided it was too much for her and didn't book any other sessions, kind of made up an excuse. And then after a few months, decided she was ready and came back around and is ready to do some sessions again. And so this 5-pather is wondering, do I just pick back up where we left off? Going right back into the forgiveness of others work and completing that phase. And her other questions her other question is some review a good idea? Now, I don't really understand what she means by some review, but let's talk a little bit about what we do with this kind of a client that took a break.
Okie dokie. Well, one of the things that I think that is really important is we don't really talk about this enough, and that is the pre-hypnosis interview. So when the client comes back in, you got to find out how she's been doing. So, as you guys know, 5-path Phase one is preparation, testing, convincing. Phase two is age regression work. We go after the cause of the problem, deal with emotions such as fear, that kind of stuff. And then the forgiveness of others and the forgiveness of self work. And then if there's secondary gain, we're going to go into phase five. Now, when the client comes in, you got to find out how they're doing. And if, you know, obviously you don't have to redo phase one because, gosh, if you know you've got someone who can go into somnambulism quickly and easily, if you've done that work, then you don't have to redo that. But so you're talking to the person and you ask them, how have you been doing on what we've been working on so far? And if they start talking about having problems that you thought you had dealt with, for example, if they were like in for weight loss and we found out that, you know, they've been, as we discuss in the Secret Language of Feelings book and on the Secret Language of Feelings.com website, that most of this out of control eating behavior is a distracting technique where they're trying to take their mind away from emotion that's inside. So once someone learns how to distract themselves by either eating or drinking or smoking or whatever it is to make themselves feel good, then it can generalize to all kinds of different feelings. So if they've got anger issues and fear issues and guilt issues, and they could be eating for all those different unresolved issues. So let's say that in your last session, you'd been through the age regression work and you thought, you know, I've really taken care of the fear that's associated with this problem, because that's what you dealt with, hypothetically, in their last session. And then you are doing the pre-hypnosis interview, and you find out that just by report that fear or anxiety still exists, then that means that you've still got more age regression work to do. And but if that fear appears by report to have been taken care of, and it's just now eating out of boredom or guilt or anger, that kind of stuff, then what we're going to do is we'll just proceed. There's no sense in just redoing an age regression to kind of review what you've done. I don't have any reason to do that. Let's see. And sometimes you don't know. And maybe the report is appearing to be unreliable, or they're not sure what's going on. Then what you do is you simply age regress them back to a recent time when they were doing the behavior that you're working on. For example, binging or overeating, or, you know, whatever it is that they've come in for. And you find out, once again, what's happening. Fantastic Five, what's happening, or Fab Five, whichever you want to call it. What's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? How old are you? And familiar or new? And when we find out what are they thinking and what are they feeling, if they're still thinking and feeling the stuff you thought you changed, then obviously you still need to do more age regression work. Okay. So you would do that before you move on to the forgiveness work. But now if you find out you go back to that recent event where they're still doing the problem behavior and they're experiencing anger, then that means the forgiveness work needs to be done. If they're experiencing guilt, then that means phase four needs to be done. They may already be giving signs of secondary gain issues, like by that you regress to this recent time where they're still experiencing the problem, and you find out, well, what are you thinking? And they start thinking about, well, now that I've overcome this problem and I don't blank anymore, whatever it is, overeat anymore, or have this pain issue anymore, what am I going to do in the future to fulfill my needs, wants, and desires? And that is, so they had some gain, they gained in some way by having the problem, now that the problem is gone, they're worried about what they're going to do now. You know, they've lost in some way. In that case, it indicates to me that we may have some secondary gain issues. Now, of course, we won't tackle secondary gain until we've worked through all the primary gain stuff, which is the stuff that's covered in phases 2, 3, and 4. What would you like to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, so you're definitely not saying that if in this age regression and you find that, you know, proof of benefits of secondary gain issues, benefits to keeping the behavior, you're definitely not saying to jump ahead to phase five, you're just saying that that's proof that maybe phase five is going to be necessary, and then you move along as needed going through forgiveness of others, completing that, forgiveness of self, and then moving into phase five parts mediation, correct?
Correct. I might hedge a little bit and say, we don't know if it's absolute proof now, but we've got a very strong suspicion at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. And so, you know, at that point, you would, when you felt like there was no more work that actually needed to be done in the age progression, then you would go ahead and bring them straight into the forgiveness of others, phase three, phase of the five-path process, correct?
You got it.
Okay. And so this particular client already had done part of, what I gather they had done is part of phase three. So they had done some forgiveness with a couple different people, and it sounded, you know, different offenders. And it sounds like maybe one of the offenders didn't get completed. Like maybe she didn't fully forgive one of those people. So if the hypnotherapist has that sense, then they would want to go ahead and start again with that person. In this case, it was the mother. So a really important character in the forgiveness of others phase, and so she would probably want to go ahead and start with that person if it seemed like that had not been completed, and then move on through any of the other key offenders in the client's life, correct?
Perfect, yeah. I'd say, okay, we're going, you know, if I had indication that we had not completed the forgiveness work with someone in phase three, then we go right back into that round room, and there's mom or whoever it is, and we just continue. And she says, you know, I'm still angry about this. You did this to me, and that made me think, and that made me feel. And because of you, I never got to do this, or because of you, I did this stupid thing, and so on. And we just keep rolling along. Perfect.
Beautiful. Well, we are out of time. I have a little bit more from this particular five-path hypnotherapist to ask you in the next podcast segment, so we'll pick right back up there in the next one. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I've missed you. It's good to be back. And stay with us next week. We're going to have a little bit more of this fabulous information. And you can reach me at Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com if you want to submit any questions at all, any subjects, any topic ideas for these podcasts. We always want your feedback, questions, and ideas. Looking forward to it. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
Thank you, Meredith. And this is Cal Banyan. Please, please, please tell your friends about these podcasts, all of your hypno friends. If you have like a chapter or a meetup and you're looking for topic ideas, heck, just play a video and then discuss, agree or disagree, and, you know, it'd be a good way to get started with any kind of hypnosis meetup or any kind of, like, National Guild of Hypnotists chapter that you have locally. All right, that's it. I'm done. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.